Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 2-2 pitch. Launched toward left. Back at it is Brantley. He looks up. It's 1-0 Rays! Tommy Pham homers here. Two batters in, and the Rays take a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first.
Alvarez with a drive. Off the wall and right center. Here comes Altuve. Corner of the plate is in time. Altuve tagged out by Darnold. Here's the 1-2 from Snell up the middle. The Tampa Bay Rays win game four. Even the series at two apiece. They win a pair at home after falling behind 2-0 in Houston.
Well, we're going to have a game five tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in. Happy Wednesday morning to all of you. Nice to be with you. That was the Cliff Notes version of the game last night. The Rays jump on Justin Verlander early. The Astros have a chance to chip into it. Jose Altuve gets thrown out at home.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. Oh, it's 2-2 now.
It's all according to plan. It's all, we're filling the coffers up. We've got a game five now. It's extra revenue to sign Gerrit Cole.
It's the Seth Payne plan.
That's what I deluded myself into thinking.
It's the fiscally responsible way to go about winning a World Series.
Yes, at the end of the game last night, with Yordan at the plate, Yordan the tying run at the plate, I thought, no, why bother Yordan? Just let's go back to Minute Maid for Game 5. Let's stock up the reserves to be able to sign Gerrit Cole. Also, hey, look at what'll happen now. It'll be Gerrit Cole in Game 3 in New York instead of Verlander or God
Greinke.
Forbid, Greinke.
Yeah.
We need to do everything we can to keep Greinke out of that environment in New York.
Yeah, well, let's... You got to get there first, and
don't worry, everything's cool. We'll be fine. Yeah, everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
Is that the temperature of the people right now?
I don't know about the people. I'm fine. I'm calm.
You're okay?
And collected. Yeah. This is it's all every time the Astros get up there, and every time whether it's Springer or who, by the way, he broke his 0-for-13 streak that he was going. Whether it's Correa or Brantley, whoever it might be, all I think is, well, now they're just stocking up for the regression of the mean or whatever the stat heads call it. The pendulum swings back.
Yeah.
There will be an onslaught of scoring, probably starting in Game 5 of this series that never should have gotten to 5 games. ever.
It shouldn't, but the Rays deserve to be here, man. The Rays thoroughly outplayed the Astros in those two games in Tampa Bay. Welcome in, everybody, by the way. Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne with you on a Wednesday morning where now all of a sudden what was sheer joy and adulation coming into the week on Monday. Seth, when we started doing shows 2 days ago, getting ready for that noon start on Monday with Charlie Morton, the Astros are up 2-0, and everybody's feeling good. A lot changes in 48 hours, man.
The Rays pitched the hell out of that baseball, is what they did.
Yeah.
And I said during the season, look, you can foresee if the Astros falter in the playoffs exactly how it's going to happen, and it was going to have a whole lot to do with the bullpen. And indirectly, I suppose that's what this is. The fact that Verlander, well, a combination of your fourth starter and your bullpen. So far, though, it hasn't just been that. It's also been Greinke, your stud number three. But when you get into last night, the reason Verlander's starting is because you don't feel great about Urquidy. You certainly don't feel great about Wade Miley. And the consistency of your bullpen isn't nearly what Tampa Bay's is.
Yeah.
So yesterday in a game in which Tampa was just in their comfort zone. Oh, we got to pitch a bunch of different people. That's what we do anyway. This is our MO.
Yeah.
They're uniquely suited to pitch a game like that.
Yeah, and then look, if whether you would go back and do it differently and whether you have an issue with AJ Hinch pitching Justin Verlander, to me are two different things. Would I go back and do it differently? Of course I would. I know what the result of the game is now. They lost the baseball game. I would have tried something different had I known the outcome. But with me, Seth, and as I go back, I don't like to hindsight quarterback or armchair quarterback these things with all the benefit of hindsight. I didn't have a problem with the logic of AJ Hinch's decision to pitch Justin Verlander in that game, especially if he were to go out there, pitcher Keady in game four, they get shelled, they lose the game or whatever. And then you get to game five, and if Verlander has a performance in game five like he did last night, then you go into the offseason saying, we had Gerrit Cole, who is the best pitcher on the planet right now, and we used him once in the entire series.
Except that I would imagine... there's a chance, depending on how the game went, Cole might have been used in game five anyway.
Maybe in a relief capacity.
Right.
Not, yeah, you start
nine,
Verlander.
9 innings of Verlander and Cole is something that, it's a boy, it would put you, you'd have to be in all-out mode at that point. It's got to be, because then you're really setting yourself up to be in a tough position in the next series.
Yeah, the problem with that is if Verlander comes out in game five like he came out in game four, all of a sudden you're bringing Cole in and it doesn't matter, you have the best pitcher on the planet.
The whole thing that saves Hinch from more scrutiny, and I wouldn't scrutinize him anyway, but you would think...
is a World Series title in 2017.
Yeah, that, but also the bats are dead. You can't... Verlander, as great as he is... on 3 days rest, cannot also produce four runs at the plate.
Right.
You know, you roll him out there, like he's not, Verlander is not to blame for any of the lack of offensive production. So if it had been Urquidy, if it had been Wade Miley, whoever it might have been, that might have let up four runs, they still, like four runs is not too much to ask out of an offense like the Astros.
Yeah. Does the way these first four games have played, is a four-game sample where you've watched a team that's clearly, like, talent-wise, inferior to you. Do you think it gives any big picture thought to Jeff Luhnow and Jim Crane about how this team's constructed going forward when it comes to making decisions on who to give big, big contracts to? Look, Gerrit Cole still needs to pitch in game five. If Gerrit Cole does what he's supposed to do in game five, then if anything, it amps up the prioritization to me of Gerrit Cole
right. When
it comes to this offseason.
Well, that's what they were saying on the broadcast like last night. Something to the effect of great pitching beats great hitting. And that feels like the kind of narrative that, depending on which offseason, like this is an offseason where it's very easy
defense
to say,
wins championships.
Right. Yeah. And then the next year, okay, the year the Astros won the series. Right. Sometimes 17 runs in a slugfest in LA wins championships. It's just, you never can tell. It does lend credence to the idea of just if you're a team like the Rays, they're not as good as the Astros.
No, of course
but
not.
But they're able to do this because their pitching is so good.
Right.
That they, in this matchup, the Astros just have faltered. And like, you know they're capable of doing. You know that. But on the same token, all right, Verlander goes out on 3 days rest. Verlander, to his credit, did not try to even make one little hint about the 3 days rest. But I'll say that I believe him that he believes that. But what he's saying is that he felt great, but that might just be the adrenaline of the moment. You know, I think that physically, yeah, he probably felt awesome because it was that's him rising to the occasion, but the control wasn't there. He physically didn't have it, and I think that's where you get the 3 days rest. Yeah. He might not have felt it consciously, but I think it affected him. It's not some flukish bad performance out of Verlander. You can't just ignore the fact that it was on 3 days rest.
Here's Justin Verlander on his outing last night.
The velocity was there, but the control wasn't and the slider wasn't. Mix that in. Really good approach for those guys in the first. And then... You know, honestly, I need those infield singles to be caught. When you don't have it, you need the balls that are put in play on the ground to go your way, and they didn't. You know, and when those don't go your way, there's more traffic on the bases. I walked a couple guys, and then they came up with a couple big hits when they needed to. So, obviously, not the way you would script it. You know, sucks.
There's nothing cheap about how the Rays chased Justin Verlander yesterday. They hit two home runs. They had traffic on the bases every inning. They finished each of the first three innings with runners in scoring position. They left runners in scoring position on base in each of the first three innings. As Verlander alluded to, he walked guys. He gave up line drive hits. He gave up ground ball hits. Yeah. And then the two home runs.
And there was a certain amount of luck involved with it, too, as far as it just seemed like that kind of night where all the little bloops were turning into hits for the Rays.
Yeah.
All these hard hit balls by the Astros, including The problem with Altuve, the play where he was thrown out at home was the ball was just hit too damn hard. It bounced off the wall quickly enough that they were able to field it with an incredible relay.
A perfect relay and a perfect throw.
And I don't have any issue at all with Gary Pettis sending him home there.
For one,
if you have an issue with Gary Pettis sending him home there, then you have an issue with A.J. Hinch, because that's what A.J. Hinch wants. They want to be aggressive there. And the chances of the probability is
A.J. Hinch is the Chinese government in this.
Yeah.
He controls everything. Yeah, don't blame Pettis.
But it's true. In that situation, the probability of the infielder turning one of the most magnificent relays anybody in baseball has ever seen is pretty small. So the chances are in a game like that, especially, that you want to just try to, you're trying to produce runs there. I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it. You got to credit the game there. You got to credit an incredible relay.
Yep.
And it sucks for Astros fans.
It does. It does. Here's AJ Hinch on Justin Verlander's performance.
You know, Justin gave us what he could, and you know, they did a really good job of getting into the game and putting up some really good at-bats early. He got burned a couple times with some, or more than a couple times on some secondary pitches. You know, the changeup to Pham, I think, really kickstarted the momentum. They're a momentum-driven team. I mean, they're always creating momentum for themselves, and then obviously their pitching staff did a tremendous job. But I think he gave up 8 or 9 hits, almost all of them on secondary pitches. So they did a good job of staying with him. I thought his fastball was really good. I mean, it was pretty hot coming out today. He threw the ball hard. I think his location was, a little spotty, but it's playoff baseball, so I think they deserve some credit.
So that's where I'm. That's where I would say I think the 3 days rest, as much as nobody's making that excuse for him, including Verlander himself, the fact that the velocity is there, that feels like that's adrenaline. That's the moment. That's Verlander rising to the moment. But the lack of control is maybe your body just still being a little bit off. So Cole comes in game 5 and hasn't lost since, I don't know what, early summer?
May.
Is it, oh, not even, so not, was it officially? Oh, yeah, no, so spring. Since springtime. He won an entire season.
Yeah, it wasn't summer till June 22nd.
Yeah, he won an entire quarter rotation of the.
Yeah. There was still
quarter revolution of the earth around the sun.
There was still pollen on my windshield in the mornings when Gerrit Cole was last losing baseball games.
The earth traveled more than a quarter of the way of its path around the sun in the time.
This is about Gerrit Cole versus the earth is what this is right now.
Yeah.
That's how good Gerrit Cole is. My confidence level in game 5 is booming right now because it's Gerrit Cole. It's not Gerrit Cole versus the Rays. It's Gerrit Cole versus planet Earth.
I feel like we need to bring druids into this or something.
You
somehow.
Want to?
We need to, yeah, have somebody... Send somebody over to Stonehenge or something. Now that we're talking about this kind of stuff,
yeah.
This Glasnow. Glasnow. It sounds like a dastardly fellow, doesn't it? Glasnow. Doesn't that feel like that either sounds like a Soviet criminal, or maybe somehow some kind of some black magic fiend in
sounds
England
Scottish
in
to me.
The Middle Ages. Yeah,
like
yeah.
Glasgow.
Yeah,
yeah. Maybe he'll wear a kilt.
I don't trust the Scots. I mean, the ones that live in Houston are cool, but the other ones,
the
I don't
ones
trust
that
the
listen
other Scots.
To
yeah.
Sports Radio 610 are awesome. Don't alienate the Scots.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.